Good morning. It is coming up on 9:10 here on KGGM. We have our update here from Candy Westbrook with the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How's it going?
Hi. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Going good. Going good.
So. All right. What's happening here today?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I wanted to say I'm excited that we have new Coffeeville t-shirts. So this is a chance to show your pride. We've got different colors, different styles. And if you go out to our Facebook page, we have a link where you can order your t-shirts and have it delivered right to your house. But then probably in about a week or two, we'll have some at the chamber office as well. So you can just walk in and purchase them. But lots of different kinds of shirts. And then in September, my goal anyway, is if we get enough people to buy the shirts, we're going to do like a big drone picture downtown on the plaza with everybody having their Coffeeville shirts on and be able to use that for a lot of marketing and publications. So that was this one thing. Also, we do have a ribbon cutting coming up. It is at the new and improved senior living. It's Silo Crossing Seniors. They have two locations, 401 South Union and then 701 Lewark Street. And that'll be at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, the 28th at the Lewark location. ABC Childcare enrollment days have started. So if you've got preschool or pre-K kiddos, it's time to start doing that enrollment. And I know the school district's getting ready to have all theirs enrollment as well. I can't believe we're already talking about school, but here we are. You know, summer's going quick. But summer's not quite over yet. Still some things to do. And one of them, I think this is so cool. It's the Sunflower Summer is what they call it. It's from the state of Kansas. It's underway. And it gives school-age kids and eligible Kansas families an opportunity to enjoy free admission into certain attractions all across the state. And that goes through August 2nd. So you got about three more weeks. And there's over 200 different attractions you can get into, including right here in Coffeeville. You can explore the Dalton Defenders Museum and the Brown Mansion at no cost through the program. So you just have to download the Sunflower Summer app and then plan your visit and have fun, of all the opportunities. So I love that they do this every year. All right, VBS is coming up with Grace Fellowship, and that'll be July 27th through the 30th. Yes, through the 30th. And it's 3 years up to fifth grade. It'll be every night from 6 to 8 p.m. And you can find out all the details on their website and Facebook page. Also, tonight they're having a summer breakout. It's a family fun night, and that's going to kick off at 6 p.m. All right, Brown Shoe Fit is having their third annual Christmas in July sale. Just around the corner. Actually, not just around the corner. It's happening now.
Yeah.
So through the 18th, and you get good deals, delicious food, and they're going to have activities and just prizes and all kinds of stuff. So if you're thinking about some shoes, this is definitely the time to go in and check them out. So, in fact, I do need to go get some tennis shoes. I'm going to put that down myself. All right, what else is going on? So the countdown is on for Welcome Weekend at Coffeeville Community College. That'll be happening August 14th through the 16th. And students will be able to look forward to all kinds of activities that weekend. Of course, campus traditions, Raven Pride, as they kick off a new semester. So I know they're going to have more details and information to share leading up to the celebrations. All right. Big, and I mean big shout out to Coffeeville's 10th annual celebration, summer celebration. So they had record participation again, including 32 food vendors, 90 merchandise vendors, of course, the 5K, the car show, kitty card show. I mean, they had live entertainment, you name it. And of course, the big spectacular fireworks display. So big thank you to Gail and all the tons of volunteers. And also, I want to do a big shout out to all the sponsors and the donors. It just takes so much to put this on because it's just grown every year. So without them, we probably wouldn't be able to do this, or they'd have to block it off and charge a fee. So thank you to everybody that makes that big event happen. So another wonderful year. Thank you, Coffeeville Summer Celebration. Okay, some events coming up. We've got the MAC quarterly meeting. That'll be happening tomorrow. It's also their annual awards dinner, so make sure you RSVP today for that. On the 18th is the Barn Quilt Workshop out at the Stitching Barn on Highway 101. That's also the next cruise night. And then we have two big events coming up, and I brought flyers on them because they're big, big fun events that I'm excited about. So one is the Sonic Summer Car Show, and that'll be on the 25th of July on a Saturday from 10 to 2. Of course, it'll be in the Sonic drive-thru area. But they're going to have all kinds of cars out there. Classic, best in show, best modern. I mean, they've got like five different categories. And of course, you get to check out all the Sonic food while you're there. But registration begins at 9 a.m. So if you are a car owner and want to show off your car, make sure you get there early and get all that signed up. But I'm excited about the car show. That'll be fun. And then that's during the day. Then at night, it's VOD in the Ville. And of course, that is again Saturday the 25th. Showtime is at 7 p.m. It'll be at the CCC Spencer Rounds Theater. And then they're going to have an after party at the Midland Theater at 9 p.m. I know there's a little bit of everybody coming, but we've got Mark Mayfield, Pete Walterscheid, Pearls Girls, Lindsay Euler Goldapp, just to name a few. Just going to be another wonderful, wonderful year. I always have so much fun at that event. They can be purchased online, or you can stop by the chamber. We've got them. That's $30 a ticket, and really just the best night out in town. So definitely I encourage you to get your tickets because it's coming up really fast, and you don't want to miss it. So that's what we've got coming up. Not a lot, but again, pretty soon we're going to be talking more school, back-to-school stuff, so be staying tuned for that.
That's great, and I know that still you can save some money on those fair and rodeo passes as well.
Absolutely, absolutely, yep. That goes clear till August 1st, and then they go up again. So definitely $40 right now, pretty good deal. Also, I know that they've been selling Shoot Heaven tickets, so there's still just a couple left of that. So if somebody's wanting some special tickets, make sure to check those out. And then I know they were supposed to post it. I don't know if they have yet, but on the website is the rules for all the exhibits. So that's opened up to the whole community again this year. So any age, any type of project that you've got, art, food, all kinds of fun stuff. But I know they were going to be posting, you know, just kind of the rules and regulations and how to do that. But that'll be another fun one this year, too.
So. And then you have, you know, the folks from the fair now in the chamber office answering a lot of those questions and
everything,
right?
Yeah, we have a wonderful student that comes and sells tickets, and she's been working in the office this summer. And, of course, all of our staff is there to help. So, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, it'll be here before we know it.
I know.
Looking forward to it. All right. Anything else before we wrap up today, Candy?
Not too much yet. Like I said, I'll be back next week talking a little bit more about some fair stuff and then some school stuff. But we're good for now.
Okay. Very good. That's Candy Westbrook with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Straight ahead, we have more of your calls as Open Line continues here on the Mighty 690.